Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. Welcome, everybody.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We... Sorry about that. We broadcast on the unceded, stolen territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. You are tuning in to Slumber Party right now.
Woo!
I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
So I would just like to clarify that at the beginning, that was my mic.
Yeah.
That was not anything else. We apologize.
But yeah, thank you so much for being here on this great Tuesday night. Definitely so beautiful out there. Mm-hmm. So
summer is like officially here.
Exactly.
The sun is out.
So soak in some rays and mm-hmm. yeah, and listen to some good music that we'll have later on.
And on that theme, we have a philosophical quote.
Yeah, this week we're bringing you a little quote that I found. So This one is by Aristotle, and it's, "No great mind has ever existed without a touch of madness." And, you know, I feel like this is pretty representative of all great people.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, people need to push boundaries, and you can't do that without being a little bit crazy, or a little bit, like, not caring about any of the social norms or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. So you gotta go outside the box and make these new ideas. You can't just follow what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, and people call, like, trailblazers crazy all the time. And then when you look at history, it's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got here because of them now.
Mm-hmm. And people, I feel like, in just day-to-day life, too, people who are more mad or eccentric are more fun to talk to, too, you know?
Like, yeah, they have unique ideas.
They're fun. They're energetic. They have controversial ideas sometimes. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I'd rather talk to that person than someone who just... I don't know, talks about the weather and
we just talked topics. About the weather.
Yeah, we just did talk about the weather, but we'll talk about more fun things later on, which is a little bit of foreshadowing for some of our future topics. So, but yeah, stick around for later, but we're going to start off with just jumping into some music, I think, for right now. So
yeah. The first song you're going to hear is from BB Club. It's called La Terre. It's from their new album. I thought it was kind of cute. They were named BB Club for when the Montreal duo's loved ones come to dance in their living room, because BB means loved ones. So BB Club.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia. Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squis.ca to learn more. That's S-C-W-I-S-T.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Welcome back. Oh, okay, we're doing it together.
We are. I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And you're tuning into Slumber Party. The songs that you just heard were Boys Will Be Boys by Fleur de Piau, which is a synth pop group from Montreal. And then before that was Nine Circles by Soft Cult, which is some riot gaze from Toronto.
Interesting. What's a riot gaze? I wonder
what. Riot gaze is like a combination of riot girl and shoegaze music. Oh. I think they might have made up that term themselves.
Yeah, I was
a little
thinking,
self-description.
I understand
there,
the shoegaze part, but the riot, interesting. But yeah, and also coming off, if you just heard that PSA, we're going to be talking a little bit about women in STEM for our first little intro topic today, because I think personally, from personal observation in my classes, I'm a health sciences major currently at SFU, and I feel like walking into my lecture hall, the majority of students are girls, and this is for mostly my biology classes, my health science classes, and actually pretty evenly split for my math classes and chemistry, but still, there's majority of girls, and it's honestly a head-scratcher, like, why is this happening? Mm-hmm. So I did a little bit more research into this, and it's pretty apparent, and it's also more common knowledge as well, that you don't really need to dive into this and research this to know that there are not many girls in the quote-unquote hard sciences. So this includes the big three, which are computer science, physics, and engineering. And so you commonly see a lot of girls, and like myself, who go into these more natural or life sciences. So this is biology or health sciences to environmental sciences and things. And as well, just generally at school, I feel like more girls also go into the Bachelor of Arts as well. So the social sciences, including like anthropology, and then DJ Star is doing psychology too. Mm-hmm. So we're both not victims of stereotypes, but we are in technically the stereotypical, more not feminine, but not the feminine majors, but majors that women usually go into.
Yeah, it's definitely like female-dominated psychology.
Female-dominated.
As well.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not as bipartial for other majors like chemistry or math. They're kind of more on the equal side. Still a little bit more male-dominated, but those are more equal. But it's just really baffling to see that these top three, the computer science, the engineering, that so many girls are deterred from going.
Yeah, and something interesting that I learned, I was reading this article about it, and so girls are in like a 44% rate in mathematics, like as a major, and computer science is only 18%, and it's actually dropped the amount of girls majoring in computer science by 20% since 2000.
Really?
So it's actually going down instead of up, which is obviously
intriguing.
Like, there's not such a small amount of women in those fields because of their ability or anything, but there's definitely some other reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a compiled list of what we think personally of what why women are deterred. So there's some things that definitely from early childhood, like I can draw from my own personal experiences. So I've always had pretty low self-confidence when I was younger in terms of my abilities for studying and how smart I was. And this is a common pattern for all girls as well compared to boys. Like, girls are always known to have lower self-confidence. So this is, I think, a big reason why girls are maybe more intimidated by these three big sciences, that there are three big fields that seem so difficult that only boys can do. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and also, like, yeah, building on that, there's just a ton of, like, cultural reasons and the ways that girls are, like, socialized to be. Mm-hmm. And there is, like, those kind of sciences, like computer science or physics or stuff like that, they're definitely associated with more, like, masculine confident traits,
right?
And there is definitely a lower sense of belonging for women when they look at those kind of majors, and they're like,
like,
I don't know if I'm gonna fit in there, I don't know if I'm gonna succeed there.
Yeah, it's scary to walk into a room and it's all guys and you're the only girl. That's in terms of majors or workplaces like that, it's just terrifying,
and especially with like all the stereotypes kind of stacked against women too on like their, I don't know, like calculating abilities or stuff like that. Like, there is such a thing as stereotype threat, which is something that I learned of in psychology, and I thought it kind of related to this. And that's basically like just when somebody's aware of the stereotypes made about them, like when they're made aware of that, then they actually tend to perform worse than if they're not.
Oh.
So I think women feel more aware of these stereotypes going into these kinds of majors.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and probably those stereotypes also are seen that there's not really many role models for women in general in these hard, like, I can't think of like a groundbreaking female physicist. Not that there aren't any, but I'm just saying compared to the amount of male physicists
and
or others.
A big problem with that is because like a lot of like discoveries that were attributed to men were actually discovered by women, and they were just stolen by men. So that's like a big reason why we don't have a lot of female role models in the sciences.
Oh, so messed up.
Yeah.
So annoying. There's other things as well. Not that it is growing. There is a lot more push now, which is awesome, for more female representation. Just like this PSA, like they're trying to push more girls into the STEM earlier as possible, which is what we should be doing, which is great. Even though that's so strange that the computer science rates, our majors are going down for women, but we're going to try to fix that, hopefully, as a society.
Just collectively, as a society, we'll just patch that up.
Yeah. And then there's also other things, just in terms of society, again, we're going to go back to that. But there's things that are just so long withstanding. So I think one of the things is, I would say, marital and mother concerns. Not that young girls are caring about being a mother, so to say, at very young ages, but just the idea of having in your late 20s, you need to have a career that you can shift if you want to be a mother and have time to see your kids and things. You can't have a really demanding career. And so that's just something that I've noticed that maybe not younger girls think of, but more teenagers. Like my friend, she has concerns about working in the corporate world and just becoming like a female boss, but then she can't go too deep because she really wants to have a family and see her kids. So she switched and she wants to do more teaching, which is typically a more feminine or female dominated career.
Yeah. And also like women do kind of stop their career from advancing. Like they'll be the ones to normally give it up versus men like furthering their careers when there is a child in the picture too.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, it's definitely, maybe, yeah, young girls aren't thinking about it, but it is a subconscious thing for sure. That's just kind of built into how we think.
Because even with the dolls that, like, little girls, they know that they'll be probably a mother one day, even by the dolls and the toys that they're given. Like, girls are always commonly seen with, like, Barbie dolls and caring for their stuffed animals and things. And so those same ideas, they grow up with them, and then they need career paths and...
Yeah, when you think about, like, the kind of toys that boys are given to, just building off of that, like, or, like, the kind of examples that they have in shows, like, Bob the Builder, cars and stuff like that, like, that's going to kind of subliminally tell you, like, ooh, like, you know, engineering could be in your future or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, little Timmy gets some blocks, it's like, okay, grow up to be an engineer, and then little Sally here has a doll, so
she's going to be a mother.
She's going to be a mother, so it's just so instilled from a young age, and... It will never go away. Girls won't stop becoming mothers, but it's just a hard issue that is...
Yeah, it's definitely not, like, the only reason is, toys or whatever, but it just, like, is something that keeps on building and building until, like, women feel like they are expected to behave or act a certain way, and then that's kind of why they don't go into these majors, too, because it doesn't, like, align with how they want... Or, like, how they think they should be.
Right, yeah. There's a whole thing that women should be caring and that they should be kind and sweet. And so they should be doing majors and career paths that align with those values. So not that engineering is not kind and caring, but those are more independent and more confident like careers, like you said. And then things like teaching is, I'm teaching and I'm giving to the community and things like that. And it's more not expensive. More expected that women should do that, and it's
It is. There's just so many factors that I could talk about for a while. Because it's also, like, women are kind of socialized to be more insecure about basically everything about themselves, at least physically, and then going into even abilities, too, from such a young age. And that's partially why, like, men kind of get higher-paying jobs in some ways, is because men are, like, asking for more. Like, they're more confident in their abilities. Like, they're not kind of self-demeaning. They're not going to, like, submit a resume and be like, oh, it's okay if you don't want to, like, consider me or anything like that. Like, women are definitely
more conditioned to
like, act like that, I think.
Right.
Yeah, even me. They all want to be people pleasers, right? Yeah. So you don't want to demand anything.
Yeah, because you got to be caring.
Mm-hmm.
Men don't have to be caring.
they're not expected to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not expected to be as much.
Yeah, but things are changing, at least slowly. Mm-hmm. And as well, this is another thing, I think, for both of us probably, is that emphasis on physical appearance is something that is more... emphasized on for women and little girls, even like little girls are more complimented more on how they look and like, oh, she's so pretty, she has a dress, and then little Billy here, like, oh great, he's smart and he's building with his blocks.
Who's even named Billy anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just making up things here. Billy.
No, but yeah, definitely. And I think like the power of the beauty standard is just not really like acknowledged well enough. Like, it is super, like, it disempowers women first, like, with so many things, and definitely just, you know, where it kind of like, it kind of socializes us to think that we're like a step down from any kind of thing that we possibly have the potential to be anyways, like,
right,
it kind of stops us,
like, we should focus just on our looks because that's all we are.
It stops us from reaching our full potential, honestly. That's how I feel.
I see some of that. Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely the way you grow up influences your views on appearance.
If you have an insecurity complex, like, that's going to feed into everything that you do. And of course men have insecurity complexes as well, but it's just super prominent in all of our media for women from, like, being a little baby even, you know.
You got to be a perfect little baby. But little Billy here, it's okay.
Billy is thriving.
Billy is thriving with his blocks here and his Bob the Builder show. But that's just general overassumption. But those are some of the things that we think are the biggest factors. Then there's totally a bunch more.
There's definitely so many other interacting factors. They're just like, that's a few.
Yeah. And we might not be, we're probably not anywhere near the bullet or near the actual bullseye here, but we're close enough, I think, that these definitely explain why. And yeah, it's just even so strange. It's just feeling that I was a byproduct of society and being caring, and that I should go into healthcare, and that I should look nice and present myself nicely. And it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like, our personalities are definitely shaped by our gender in some, like, kind of aspects, I guess, that are just across the gender. It is pretty, like, I do see a lot of people pleasing. I do see a lot of, like, not wanting to inconvenience anybody or be a burden and insecurity and stuff like that. So it is definitely,
it happens. Yeah.
It's an issue, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's expected to be, not guys. Well, yeah, guys are, everyone's expected to be caring. Any human is expected to be caring, but... Yeah, just typically more women.
Men have different expectations for